Hey everybody, it's Kimmy. This is just a podcast on some of my truth and what I think about how you really find what you're looking for. So let's just dive right into it. Let's start with being lost in Delaware. I lived in Delaware for all of my life up until I was about 25, and I felt empty, like I had no purpose in life, but I knew it was out there. I worked good jobs, I worked not so good jobs, I worked two jobs at a time, and I was just working for money, but I was spending it because I was so empty and so bored, right? And I could never just get ahead, but I eventually signed up with the National Guard because I wanted to do more in life. I wanted to push myself, challenge myself. I love to work out. I want to travel. I was working my life away and hadn't done enough so-called trying, because that's how you find what you want to do. If you're not sure of it, you just try things that call your attention. And I mean, like I said, I was lost in life. I had no idea what I wanted to do, and I felt trapped in Delaware. I wanted something that had a bigger picture to it, that would fulfill that desire in me, and an amazing purpose, which, I mean, fighting for your country is a pretty cool purpose, needless to say. I learned more about it and did National Guard instead of active duty for selfish reasons, because I wanted to be able to choose where I lived. I couldn't imagine being placed in Kansas for active duty or somewhere else in the middle of the U.S. where there's just nothing around. I know that wouldn't fit me and what I want. Like I said, it was selfish, but, you know, the reason that you should sign up for the Army, people would say, and I would say, is to fight for your country. But I did have a selfish side of it. When I have so many entertainment-related desires, I wanted to be able to, like I've always wanted to, move to California. And I chose the MOS, the job that I chose, because if I was going to do it at all, even if it was National Guard, I wanted to do something combat-related where I was going to learn a lot of tactical-related things. It's crazy how God works, because I moved to California right after basic training, because after basic training, it gave me that kick in the ass I needed, and I got attached to a unit that is deploying, which, like I said, I did this MOS for that reason. And it's just amazing how things work out sometimes. I'm so thankful, because I feel like you really do find what you're looking for if you just keep looking for it, regardless of what your current situation is and how it can be so convincing that it's never going to work. I feel like you really get what you look for in life. And if you look at the news about racism, about Me Too, about everyone hating on what's going on in America, how this, all the crime and all this, there's plenty of it. You can look, there's plenty of it. You can look for days and days and days and be correct about it. But if you look for positive content, for opportunity, for people being good people, rather than what the media exposes, that 1% of bad that we see, they blow it up. And you'll find that shit too. If you want to look for good, you'll find it. Don't waste any of your time looking for the wrong things. If you find out they're wrong, it's barely a loss. You didn't waste any time. It's a gain. It's knowledge. That's what you need. Being told no, or mistakes and failures, it's all knowledge. Knowing that one road does not work out or doesn't fit who you are, it seals the deal and makes your search that much more narrow. Like if you're shopping for a car and you realize, I don't like the way it drives, how low it is, the sunroof. I don't like the way this little compartment's here. I mean, some knowledge we have intuition about as we've grown older, as we've lived life, or maybe right away you just knew things about yourself, which is good. But some we have to go out in the field and find it for ourselves. So this is just a random podcast about just please keep looking for what you want and you will find it, I promise. Everybody have a good day.